Womply.
Yes. Wow. So hey, Womply launches a CRM. This is crazy, Noah.
What is Womply and why are they doing a CRM? That's my question.
Hello and welcome to the CRM Zen Show. This is episode 9, recorded on October 1st, 2018 from Southern California. I'm Brett Martin.
And I'm Noah Johnson out of Austin, Texas. And this week we're going to talk about quite a bit. We've got Zoho service outage that I'm sure some of you guys experienced. We've got client approval via timesheets and Zoho invoice. Salesforce got some stuff going on. Womply's a new CRM. And then we have the plugin of the week, which is going to be Zoho Sign for CRM. And then we have a tip and a trick of the week, again from Brett, the power of mail merge.
Womply. Yes. Wow. So hey, Womply launches a CRM. This is crazy, Noah.
What is Womply and why are they doing a CRM? That's my question.
So they are a reputation management company.
All right. So what do you mean by reputation management? I've never had the need for reputation management. So what are they doing?
Historically, these are the companies that monitor all of your social media feeds.
This makes sense.
So they're sitting out there and they basically are looking at, you know, everybody who's, and they monitor for someone to say something bad or good about your product. Okay. And so when something, most of the time you're looking for bad, when something derogatory has been said about you or there's a complaint, you want to get on it and help manage that situation. And that's what they do. And that's been kind of their big thing. Their base, I mean, that's really their, where they come from. And now they've gone ahead and launched a CRM. So they're basically taking the fact that they have all this data on all the people that are out there, and they're going to track everything associated with that CRM. You know, transactions, profiles, feedback, customer messages, surveys, very similar to everything else, just they're rolling it all into their overall product. So for a lot of companies, maybe that don't need that kind, or they want to have a CRM all around their reputation management. And they've been expanding. So they've gone to marketing automation, business intelligence. So Womply CRM, baby. We'll have to keep an eye.
So their top tagline is CRM that works for small business. And I can see how that ties in. You know, your small business is using them for a reputation management company. Might as well use it for a CRM as well, because it's tied in with all their data that they're already accessing and they're already doing all this stuff. However, their pricing model might say otherwise. However, maybe I just don't understand it. $49 per month per location. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, it's interesting pricing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The way they've done that. So it's because I think that they're really their reputation. So you own 8 Burger Kings.
I was wrong. That was that price I just listed off does not include the CRM. And so maybe that gets into a deeper conversation about how they're doing their pricing.
Well, the CRM comes in at the $149 per location. And then they have a bigger model, which comes in at $300 a month or $2,600 a year.
Yeah, and you get marketing automation and some more stuff for that.
But the way around, I mean, so their theory and their pricing on this is something where I own 5 Burger Kings. So they charge on a reputation basis for each Burger King. Quite an interesting model. I haven't had a chance to play with the CRM, but I'd love to hear from anybody that uses Womply